The Utah Department of Transportation has decided on what they believe is the best route for the controversial West Davis Freeway that will go from Farmington to Hooper along the edge of the Great Salt Lake Wetlands. UDOT spokesperson John Gleason.
I mean, originally we started out with 47 different alternatives, and we've evaluated and researched each and every one of them. And thanks large in part due to the public, you know, the interest from the public and the comments from individuals and interested groups, we've been able to whittle that down to now our preferred recommendation.
The plan is open for comments until the end of business Friday, and the Department of Interior recently put in their 2 cents. They don't like UDOT's preferred Glover's Lane route, stating in a letter from the Regional Environmental Officer Robert Stewart, quote, Glover's Lane would result in the construction of a 4-lane freeway adjacent to the lakeshore, which would permanently and irreparably degrade the wildlife value of the shoreland habitats, end quote. Steve Erickson with the Utah Audubon Council says there is good reason the Interior Department is worried about the environmental impacts.
There are over 7 million birds that rely upon the lake at some point during the year, either as a migratory stopover to feed up and get ready to move on, or as a nesting territory. So it's critical bird area nationally and internationally, a unique jewel of the state of Utah.
Erickson adds that all the proposed options for the West Davis Freeway will damage the Great Salt Lake wetlands. Instead, his group and others have proposed something they call the shared solution.
So the objective here is to determine whether or not we can accommodate the growth in Davis County without building another massive freeway project.
The goals of the shared solution are to expand public transportation, focus on local roadway design to allow for more vehicles, and build communities where people live, work, and recreate, so less driving is necessary. In the Interior Department letter, Stewart agrees that all freeway options presented are problematic for the wetlands, and asked UDOT and the Federal Highway Administration, which will ultimately approve a final route, to fully investigate the shared solution. Gleason says while they haven't specifically evaluated the shared solution, they have looked at many similar plans and have concluded a new freeway is needed, and Glover's Lane is the best route.
Taking into consideration the population growth over the next 30 years, we feel that a transportation solution is necessary in this area. And of all of the options, all of the alternatives that we've investigated, this option is the best.
UDOT projects the population in the West Davis corridor will almost double by 2040, and the expected congestion will increase by 375%. Erickson says the freeway is not needed now or in the next decade, and if UDOT stays with the current freeway proposal, there are other options available, such as a lawsuit. He adds they currently have no plans for that.
But I think they're going to begin to pay attention to other complaints as well, and City of Farmington has now taken a position of opposition to the proposed freeway alternative that is outlined in the draft environmental impact statement. So there's growing concern in Davis County in opposition to this project, and I think to do a fair job for the public, UDOT needs to look at the shared solution as carefully as they have looked at these other options.
Gleason says they've received hundreds of comments and will evaluate all of them before putting together a final environmental impact statement, which will also include their final recommendation. For KCPW, I'm Kim Shusky.